Zuckerberg's Cheap Labor Group Praises Democrats' Amnesty Plan. By John Binder on July 14, 2021. Mark Zuckerberg's FWD.S lobby group of investors is praising Senate Democrats' proposed budget package, which reportedly includes a massive amnesty to pack the United States labor market with newly legalized illegal aliens. On Wednesday, Senate Democrats said they have agreed to a $3.5 trillion budget package that includes provisions to spend billions of American taxpayer dollars on giving amnesty to millions of illegal aliens who would be immediately legalized and thus allowed to take jobs in the U.S. economy. The amnesty push comes after a major lobbying effort by FWD.US, which seeks to pack the U.S. labor market with foreign workers to boost profit margins for multinational corporations such as Facebook. To slip the amnesty into a filibuster-proof reconciliation maneuver that would only need majority support in the Senate to pass. We are pleased to see meaningful efforts to fix our long-failed immigration system, including a pathway to citizenship, has been included in the Senate budget resolution package and has received support from the White House. FWD.US President Todd Schulte said in a statement of the Democrats' amnesty plan. As bipartisan talks continue, we are encouraged by this dual-track effort to ensure that legalization providing an urgently needed pathway to citizenship for Dreamers, TPS holders, farm workers, and other essential workers passes as soon as possible. This is vital to our response and recovery from COVID-19 and to the long-term success of our families, communities, and economy. Emphasis added. We expect all members of Congress to use every ounce of their power and leverage all avenues available to pass meaningful reforms this year, including Democrats through reconciliation. This is permissible, it is urgent, and it is the right thing to do. Lawmakers must act with urgency to protect immigrant families and strengthen our economy. And finally, send this resolution to President Biden's desk for signature. Emphasis added. In 2013, Zuckerberg joined with other billionaire investors to create the FWD.S lobby group as they tried to pass the 2013 Gang of Eight amnesty. The bill was blocked by House and Senate Republicans. Senator Alex Padilla, DCA, suggested this week that President Joe Biden is on board with slipping an amnesty through Congress via the filibuster-proof reconciliation maneuver. Are they aware of my interest and my request? Absolutely. And I haven't been told no. I believe the White House is supportive of both an ambitious infrastructure package and as substantive immigration reform as you can achieve in any way possible. Should Democrats try to sneak an amnesty into a budget via reconciliation, it will be up to Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough to halt the plan on the grounds that the measure is not budget-related but actually alters federal immigration law. McDonough previously stopped Democrats from increasing the federal minimum wage via reconciliation. Already, current immigration levels put downward pressure on U.S. wages while redistributing about $500 billion in wealth away from America's working and middle class and towards employers and new rivals. Research by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering and Medicine has found. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, has repeatedly found that amnesty for illegal aliens would be a net fiscal drain for American taxpayers while driving down U.S. wages. Every year, 1.2 million legal immigrants receive green cards to permanently resettle in the U.S. In addition, 1.4 million foreign nationals are given visas to take American jobs while hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens enter the U.S. annually. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.